Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Yerushalmi Beitza, Perek Beis, Halacha Aleph, right at the beginning of the Perek, and in the Ezra Shur Sadavsan Yud Zanum Beis near the top, and in the article Shur Sadavsan Yud Tesamad Aleph, and today's daf sponsor Lila Nishmas, Marsh Mirim Sar Bas Biyaka Moshe, Hernish Amash should have an Aliyah. As we learned in the previous Perek, we know that it's mutter to cook on Yom Tov. Says the Mishnah, Yom Tov Shchali is Erev Shabbos, when Yom Tov falls on Erev Shabbos, meaning when Yom Tov's on Friday, Lo Yavasha with Chilu Yom Tov Shabbos. One's not allowed to start cooking on Yom Tov for Shabbos. You can't put a pot on the fire and start cooking up a nice Shabbos Dika dish on Yom Tov for Shabbos. And we're going to see in the Gemara if this is Dairas or Drabanon, but the bottom line is you're not allowed to cook from Yom Tov for Shabbos. Aval, however, Mavashal Hula Yom Tov, he's allowed to cook on Yom Tov for Yom Tov, Vim Heiser, Heiser Shabbos, but if he has extras left over, so that could be used for Shabbos. Here's another way to be able to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos. Va'isa Tavshal Me'erv Yom Tov, Vesoymich Ovel Shabbos, he can make a dish on Erev Yom Tov and rely on that's going to be for Shabbos. This is what we know as Erev Tavshilin. If he makes a dish Erev Yom Tov for Shabbos, so it's like he already started cooking for Shabbos before Yom Tov, so he can, so to speak, continue cooking for Shabbos on Yom Tov. Now the question is, how much has to be made? So Shabbos says Shnei Tavshilin, two dishes have to be made, whereas Beis Hillel and Beis Hillel says Tavshil Echad, only one dish has to be made. Now Umaydin, Bishamay agrees to Beis Hillel, Bedug, Ubeitza Sha'olav, with the fish and the egg that's smeared on top of it, Shein Shnei Tavshilin, that's considered like two dishes. Now let's say Achle Sha'avad, if the Erev, this Erev Tavshilin that he made, was eaten or lost, and he hadn't yet started cooking for Shabbos, so Lo Yavashal Al Betchila, he's not to start cooking on Yom Tov for Shabbos, because his Erev was already eaten. However, Sheher Menu Kol Shehu, if a little bit of it was left over, Soymechal for Shabbos, then he could rely on this Erev Tavshilin for Shabbos and cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos, no problem. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah, Yom Shchalias Erev Shabbos v'chulu. The question is, where does this come from? So we have a pasuk regarding the Mon. And this Mon Amar holds that the following pasuk we're going to be reading has nothing to do with the Mon. Rather, it has to do with our situation of Yom Tov, which is Erev Shabbos. Were the Yom Tov told regarding the Mon on Erev Shabbos that they should collect double instead of just one portion, they should collect two, and then they should prepare all their Shabbos dik foods with the Mon on Friday. Ksiv, the pasuk says, Isasher toifu efu, Isasher tevashlu bashelu. Whatever they're going to bake, they should bake. Whatever they're going to cook, they should cook. And Rebbe Lezer says, what do we learn from here? Oifen al afoy mevashon al mevoshol. The double lashon teaches he can bake on Yom Tov for Shabbos since he already has a pre-baked dish. He could cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos because he already has a pre-cooked dish. Now Rebbe Shuaimer, he says, oifen umevashlan al mevoshol, that actually he could bake and cook even if he just has a cooked dish. Now my time with Rebbe Lezer. What's Rebbe Lezer's source for this? That's because the pasuk says, Isasher toifu efu, Isasher tevashlu bashelu. So it uses both of these lashonas. Now my time with Rebbe Shua's source. That's because the pasuk says, Isasher toifu Isasher tevashlu bashelu. Meaning he learns from the pasuk that which you want to bake and that which you want to cook all has to do with the fact that he has a cooked dish and he doesn't split it up into two. Let's just read one more line before we explain this in greater detail. Yud Chas Amar Aleph on the top. Amar Rebbe Lezer says, Asu Kimando Amar. This that we just taught is according to Manda Amar. Bemara Nitno HaShabbos. The Shabbos was given in Mara. We know there was many journeys the Bnei Yisrael had in the Midbar. One of them was in a place called Mara, and only after they journeyed from Mara did they get the Mon, and did they have this pasuk taught to them. So according to Zman D'Amar, which we had said at the beginning of the Drasha, that this is a totally extra pasuk and has nothing to do with Mon, that's because he holds that Shabbos was already given to the Yidden in Mara. So they already knew when the Mon started falling that they have to prepare all their Shabbos-dik foods before Shabbos. So why does this Mon pasuk tell us, Esasher Toifu Efu, Esasher Tevashlu Bashelu, they already know they have to prepare for Shabbos. It must be, it's talking about a different situation where when it's an Erev Shabbos, that you're not going to be able to prepare for Shabbos, that you should make sure to prepare even before that. And what's that case? It's our Mishnah. When Erev Shabbos turns out to be Yom Tov, so that's what this pasuk's telling us, that you should make sure to prepare food before Yom Tov for Shabbos, then you're going to be able to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos. Baram Kamando Amar, Ba'alosh Nitin HaShabbos. However, according to Kamando Amar, that Shabbos was given in Alosh, which is when the Mon fell. So Amdim Ba'alosh, Amas Yirin Ba'alosh. They were in Alosh and they were being warned in Alosh, meaning this pasuk is regarding the Mon. They were basically being told for the first time, attention Yidden, you have the Mon now before Shabbos. Make sure you make all your Shabbos dik foods before Shabbos and not on Shabbos. The Gemara continues discussing this. Asachami, come and see. Dvar Torah hu asur. Midoy Raisa, it's asur to cook from Yom Tov for Shabbos. The Erev Tavshilin Matirin, and you're telling me this Erev Tavshilin, this dish that you cooked before Yom Tov, is going to be matir you to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos? We know the only heter for cooking on Yom Tov is because it's for Yom Tov, but you can't cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos. That's Isur Dairaisa. So how could you say that now this Takana Durabanun of Erev Tavshilin is allowing it Isur Dairaisa? That doesn't make sense. So Ravoi answers that this is wrong. Really, Midairaisa, it's mutter to cook from Yom Tov for Shabbos. And that's because both of them are called Kaidesh. So technically, when you have Yom Tov going into Shabbos, that's called one Kedusha. And then from Ikar, then it's mutter to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos. It's just that in my Marat Kain, if you say this, L'chatchil, that it's no problem, Afu Eifin Mavashal mi Yom Tov L'chol, then a person's going to end up baking and cooking on Yom Tov for the weekday, and that's a problem. Therefore, in order to get around this, we have a Takana Drabanon called Erev Tavshilin. But again, the whole Isser to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos anyway is only an Isser Drabanon. Think Gemara asks another question, though. As a chami, come and see. Matzina samitis miyantif l'Shabbos. We know that it's mutter to set beds from yamtif for Shabbos, but ve'ein oifrim v'ashlam miyantif l'Shabbos. You're going to tell me that it's usher to cook from yamtif for Shabbos? How could that be? What's the difference? Rav Ila, he answers, lo matzin miyantif l'Shabbos. Why is it permitted to set a bed on yamtif for Shabbos? Shekin matzina samitis milei l'Shabbos l'Shabbos. Because even on Shabbos, it's permitted to set a bed Friday night for Shabbos day. And therefore, when a person's allowed to set his bed on yamtif for Shabbos, he's not going to draw any mistaken conclusions. He's going to say, look, I know it's permitted to set my bed Friday night for Shabbos day, so it's permitted for me to set my bed on yamtif for Shabbos, no big deal. But v'yoyfei v'ashlam yamtif l'Shabbos, are you going to say it's mutter to cook or bake on yamtif for Shabbos? Ain't oifen v'ashlam leili Shabbos l'Shabbos. It's not permitted to cook Friday night for Shabbos day, and therefore a person might tell himself, look, if you're allowing me to cook on yamtif for Shabbos, then maybe it's mutter for me to cook on yamtif for the weekday. And therefore, because we're afraid someone's going to draw such a conclusion, that's why we have this Isser Drabanan, no cooking on Yom Tov for Shabbos, unless of course he makes an Erev Tavshilin. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to explain the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.